This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged people to celebrate the upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and to make vocal for local their mantra. Sharing thoughts in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi remarked that festivals are coming one after another in the coming days and GST Bachat Utsav is also going on. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country.
आने वाले दिनों में एक के बाद एक त्योहार और खुशियां आने वाली हैं। हर पर्व पर हम खरीदारी भी खूब करते हैं और इस बार तो जीएसटी बचत उत्सव भी चल रहा है। अगर हम ठान लें कि इस बार त्योहार सिर्फ स्वदेशी चीजों से ही मनाएंगे तो देखिएगा हमारे उत्सव की रौनक कई गुना बढ़ जाएगी। वोकल फॉर लोकल को खरीदारी का मंत्र बना दीजिए, ठान लीजिए हमेशा के लिए जो देश में तैयार हुआ है वही खरीदेंगे।
मिस्टर मोदी हाइलाइटेड द फीट ऑफ टू ब्रेव ऑफिसर्स ऑफ द इंडियन नेवी हु स्टेड एट सी फॉर 8 months ड्यूरिंग द नाविका सागर परिक्रमा। लेफ्टिनेंट कमांडर डिलना एंड लेफ्टिनेंट कमांडर रूपा बिकेम द फर्स्ट इंडियन, द फर्स्ट एशियन एंड द फर्स्ट पर्सन इन द वर्ल्ड टू रीच देयर इन अ सेल बोट। Prime Minister expressed confidence that their hard work, success and achievements will inspire the youth, especially girls of the country. Mr. Modi remarked that this 126th episode of Mann Ki Baat holds special significance as today is the birth anniversary of freedom fighter Bhagat Singh and singer Lata Mangeshkar.
आज भारत की दो महान विभूतियों की जयंती है। मैं बात कर रहा हूँ शहीद भगत सिंह और लता दीदी की। अमर शहीद भगत सिंह हर भारतवासी विशेषकर देश के युवाओं के लिए एक प्रेरणापुंज है। निर्भीकता उनके स्वभाव में कूट कूट कर भरी थी। मैं शहीद भगत सिंह जी को आदरपूर्वक श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ। आज लता मंगेशकर की भी जयंती है। भारतीय संस्कृति और संगीत में रुचि रखने वाला कोई भी उनके गीतों को सुनकर अभिभूत हुए बिना नहीं रह सकता। मैं लता दीदी के लिए हृदय से अपनी श्रद्धांजलि प्रकट करता हूँ।
In this edition of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi played audio of Bhupen Hazarika's iconic song Manuhe Manuhar Babe in Sinhala and Tamil. Mr. Modi also mourned the untimely demise of singer Zubeen Garg of Assam. Zubeen Garg was a renowned singer who made his mark across the country. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the deployment of central observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies across various states. These observers will include general, police and expenditure observers. A total of 470 officers, including 320 IAS and 60 IPS officers, will be deployed as central observers to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. They will monitor the electoral process in each constituency, identify areas for improvement and make actionable recommendations. In Tamil Nadu, the death toll in Karur stampede incident at a political rally of Tamilaga Vetri Kadagam yesterday stands at 39. According to the Director of Medical Education today, 81 persons are under treatment and 2 patients are in critical conditions and are on ventilator. Condolences have been pouring from leaders cutting across party lines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased in the unfortunate incident in Karur. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. This will be the first India versus Pakistan final in Asia Cup history across 17 editions and 41 years. India, the most successful side in the competition with 8 titles, arrive as defending champions after their 2023 ODI triumph. And that is the end of this news bulletin.